Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy, and a little deviation from our regularly scheduled program, as today I felt the need to kind of put together the saga that is Ty Montgomery. But before we get into that, let's do a little quick word for the sponsors. And our sponsors for this episode is SeatGeek. Check out SeatGeek for buying and selling tickets. And if you use the promo code TomGrossy for the first time that you use SeatGeek, you will save $20 on your purchase. It's as simple as that, promo code TomGrossy, and it helps out the show. And it saves you $20. That's what I call a deal. Go out to a Packers game. Go out to see a Rihanna concert. You know, what the cool kids do. Now, let's break down what happened. Obviously, yesterday we are still reeling over the loss to the LA Rams by 2 points, a game that could have gone the other way. Obviously, there's the Aaron Jones run out of the end zone, but everybody's talking about, of course, the Ty Montgomery return. It was a touchback. He decided to run it out, fumbles the ball with a little over 2 minutes left. They had the two-minute warning stoppage, and they had the timeout, giving Aaron Rodgers ample time to drive down the field, do what he does best, and allow Mason Crosby to kick the game-winning field goal. Now, a lot of rumors have come out. Players have anonymously spoken. McCarthy has spoken on two occasions today, and also yesterday directly after the game. A lot of frustration going on. A lot of talks of potentially him being cut. Talking about the trade deadline, maybe he's going to be traded. So let's kind of just sift through all of the noise and kind of try to make a cohesive narrative here. So going back to yesterday, directly after the game, McCarthy said that the game plan was for Ty Montgomery to stay in the end zone. They knew what the situation was. They knew what situation they were in. And obviously it was to give the ball in the hands of Aaron Rodgers. Devontae Adams came out, basically said, I saw how the game was going to play out. It literally, this was the plan from day one, to go down the field and win the game. However, yesterday in the press conference, McCarthy also said that he understands that Ty is just trying to make a play. But at the same time, Ty Montgomery directly went against the wishes of the coach and the game plan in an attempt to make a play for himself. Now, before we get to kind of like all the anonymous talk and things like that, fast forward to today's press conference, in which he was, of course, asked again about Ty Montgomery, quoting that he made a mistake. He had a question saying, can you go forward with him on the team? And he said, that's football. He talked about the pride and commitment that is present in the Packers locker room and the bond that is created between the teammates, and that really, there's no one who's beating themselves up more than Ty Montgomery themselves. In addition, a reporter then asked him, if he saw the player comments that were made about Ty Montgomery. McCarthy said that he did not. And he said, is it possible really to kind of move forward with Ty? He said, you know, he's heard about the drama and nonsense, but he has nothing to say about it at all. He also had a question from a reporter saying that if he's talking about playing for your team and doing things for, you know, each other and things like that, wouldn't Ty have, what his actions, aren't they selfish? And McCarthy refused to answer the question. He said that his words are being spun, and he just kind of left it at that. When asked again about what does accountability look like in terms of Ty Montgomery, considering that he does that, repeated that he's beating himself up and that it was part of the game, etc. So no real kind of, Mike McCarthy doesn't really come out and make these knee-jerk reactions and be like, oh, he's going to get fired or anything like that. But he kind of seemed to play down the drama, play down the noise a bit, and basically saying, listen, as a football team, we're going to make mistakes. It's bound to happen, and this just happens to be a really, really big mistake, and one that Ty Montgomery, I'm sure, is going to remember for quite some time. Now, moving forward with that, or kind of looking at what Ty Montgomery said today, he said that he was worried that he was too close to the goal line and he made a mistake, and he's also not happy about the anonymous kind of quotes that his team has given him, that he would have rather had those face-to-face talks. In addition, he was frustrated about his and unsure about his role on the team and not really sure kind of where he lies. And this was yesterday when he got pulled out for a play. We'll talk about that in a moment. And he's also upset about the threats that he has been getting to him and his family, which I just want to stop for the quickest of seconds. And I address this on my social media, on Instagram and Twitter, and I feel like I want to say it here as it usually reaches more people. When it comes to your feelings towards the game, I know personally I was very upset yesterday. I was frustrated. I was calling Montgomery names. I was calling him an idiot. I was calling him a moron. I completely was upset, discouraged, frustrated, etc. However, as a fan of the team, there is no excuse, never a reason to make a death threat against a player and or his family. It's inappropriate, it's wrong, and at the end of the day, no matter how much I love this team, it's a football game. And so I want to kind of, the fans that watch this show, you're pretty level-headed people, and you know, I love you for it. And I don't think it's any of you, but I saw some of the death threats that were hurled his way. You can find them on the internet if you want to. I'm not going to give these idiots a platform. But it was disgusting to watch as people threatened this guy that he hopes that he dies, that his kids get sick with cancer, and it was disgusting. And so I just want to reiterate that even if, and I made this a tweet, that if he pulled off a Viking shirt and was like, ha-ha, it's me, like WWE, there's still no reason for you to threaten a man and his family over a game. So don't do death threats. It's not appropriate. It's not right. And if you do death threats, you are not a fan of that team, and you are not a fan of me or really the game, because that is taking it disgustingly too far, and I condone every single one of you who participated in that. That being said, it's not the first time even with this team. Brandon Bostic tweeted out today, of course, the infamous onside kick in which he was assigned and told to block. He did not. He tried to get the ball, got in the way of Jordy Nelson, and they lost the NFC Championship game. So he got disgusting death threats that basically forced him, I don't want to say out of football because he got cut, but that his family received death threats for quite some time. And again, it's just not, it's not right, and it's not appropriate. And it's the same exact thing here. So remember that this is just a game. I completely understand about being frustrated. Go watch my reaction after the game. I was pissed. Go for a walk. You know, go have a beer, but don't threaten another man or his family. That being said, let's talk about the kind of rumors that were swirling around, as well as some of the team comments from yesterday. So apparently at one point, Ty Montgomery got taken out of the game for a play, and in response, his teammate said that he slammed his helmet down and basically threw a fit, used a whole bunch of profanity, and basically said he was going to do whatever he was going to do. And to the teammate, it seemed that him running it out of the end zone was a purely selfish act, and said, like, hey, I don't really care. I'm going to go and make a play. And you have to look at this from, and this is not defending Ty Montgomery, because the guy obviously made a boneheaded move, and it's going to be interesting to see if he's on the team. McCarthy's obviously kind of playing it down right now, but the trade deadline is any minute now. That's coming up, or if he's going to get cut. You look at a Brandon Bostic, you know, obviously that went into the offseason, but who knows? He directly disobeyed what the coach said. Ty Montgomery here is saying that he thought it was too close to the goal line. I don't know how much I believe of that. And from Ty Montgomery's viewpoint, you look at him last year as a starter, the Packers say, listen, we're taking you as a wide receiver, we're making you a running back because we have no other options, so this is what we're going with. He makes a transition. He plays pretty darn well at the position, not lighting the world on fire, but his yards per carry are pretty good. And he gets hurt. He comes back on the team. You have the emergence of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. He's relegated now to like the number three spot as a running back. He's not really being utilized in the receiving game as well, as there's plenty of competition there. And so I can understand his frustrations of being kind of the highlight of the team last year and now being relegated to barely getting any playing time whatsoever. So I understand the competitive nature of it, the pride, the wanting to make a play for the team to kind of show like, hey, listen, this is why I deserve a roster spot. But at the same time, you do need to look at it and saying, listen, this is a team game, and to give your team the best chance to win, that sometimes means swallowing your pride and doing the right thing for the team, which in this case would have been to kneel it down. And so we're kind of left with Ty Montgomery is upset, unsure about his position. I don't think they keep him on as a wide receiver because, quite honestly, we have enough of those. Not saying Ty Montgomery isn't talented or gifted, but we have a lot of competition for that spot. And while I would love for him to line up in the backfield and then kind of be moved out to the left or right and kind of create some matchups that will be mismatches, I don't know if that's enough to keep him around. They're not going to keep him as a running back because you have Jamal Williams, who's playing well, can block really, really well, and then Aaron Jones, who cannot get the ball enough, so he's not going to stay as running back. So right now, Ty Montgomery is in a bit of a limbo state. I understand why he's frustrated. I actually understand why he did what he did, but it's not right, and it didn't benefit the team, obviously, and cost them the potential game winner. So now what's left is, what do we do? McCarthy seems to just want to move forward. They're highlighting on the fact that, like, Jaire Alexander was playing amazing, Scantling is looking really, really good, that they went toe-to-toe with an undefeated team and almost came away with the win. Those are the positives. But for Ty Montgomery, I don't know if he's going to be moving forward with this team. Even if he didn't fumble the ball, the guy was going to get screamed at for disobeying the coach's orders and coming out of the end zone. And so he did that and made the mistake. I don't think this fares well for him. Even if he's not cut or traded, his role is going to be dialed back even more. I would be very surprised if the guy gets much playing time. There's a possibility that he could be traded for maybe a late round pick, or he could be kind of put in a bundle deal. There's still the haha Clinton Dix issue. Is he going to be traded as we're looking for a pass rusher? All these things are potential, and it's going to kind of be wait and see. As for me personally, kind of where he stands, I think based on the fact that he obviously made a mistake, he's beaten himself up, he obviously regrets it, but that being said, we need players that are going to play for the team and not make those kinds of decisions. There are going to be times where you want to get the glory, you know, you want to go out there, you want to put your team in a good position, you want to win it and kind of get that recognition and also make a play, you know, kind of show that you're proving that you could be here. But yesterday was not the time to do that. And so with that, I mean, I like Ty Montgomery, but, you know, it might be time to move on, considering that he's not really, he's not essential to the team anymore, which kind of hurts me to say, but he's quite not. And as when it comes to Mike McCarthy, there's also been rumors that this is just even more evidence that he has lost this team. I don't think so. I think that, again, that's kind of just rumor swirling, but he said he didn't look at the comments from players or teams or things like that, but the fact that you have teammates that are going anonymously on the record saying these things about Ty Montgomery isn't a good look. And until we get more info, we're going to kind of just roll with that. But I'm curious to see what you think. Do you think Ty Montgomery should stay on this team and get a second chance? Or do you think it's time to let him go? Let me know in the comments down below. Do you even cut him? Or do you just attempt to try to trade and salvage and get something out of him? Because he'll get picked up most likely wherever if we drop him. Let me know. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or TomGrossiComedy on Twitter, Patreon, and Instagram. Pick up a copy of my debut comedy album, Allergic to Fun. Physical copies at TomGrossiComedy.com. Digital copies at Amazon and iTunes. Podcasts were on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTube, doing content at least 3 times a week. We stream every single Packers game, so come on down for that, as well as having predictions episode every Wednesday and interviews with the opposing team's fans on Thursday. So we'll have our predictions episode on Wednesday, a spooky edition, and we'll have the Patriots interview on Thursday, so check that out. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, Go Pack Go.